Today's GeoQuiz focuses on northwestern Europe. The country we want you to name is on an island, Europe's third largest. Its booming economy was once referred to as a roaring tiger. Today's quiz totem is a very different animal, though, the greyhound. Greyhound breeding and racing are big in this country, and soon exporting greyhounds to China may also be a lucrative business. So what is this island's name? You only have a few seconds to come up with the answer. And time's up. The European country we were looking for is Ireland. Congrats, by the way, to those of you who played our texting game today and got the answer right. Some of our winners are Jared from Bethesda, Maryland, Alicia from Des Moines, Iowa, and Chris from Richland, Washington. Now, about those greyhounds. Marion Fitzgibbon is director of the Limerick Animal Welfare Group in Ireland. The group is protesting against a proposed deal that would allow the Irish Greyhound Board to export their dogs to China for racing and breeding there.
Well, it's a very bad idea from the point of view of the greyhounds because there are no animal rights laws pertaining in China at the present time. Indeed, there are very little human rights pertaining there. So if the greyhounds go to China, we will have absolutely no say in how they are treated and how they will be eventually euthanized at the end of their racing career. So their future would be very uncertain and probably they would meet a brutal end.
Well, I can certainly understand your concern, but earlier today we asked Brian Purcell, a spokesman for the Irish Greyhound Board, about how China will care for these dogs his organization is sending there. Let's hear what he had to say.
All welfare, all feeding, all veterinary, and all racing parts of their career will be taken care of by Irish employees of the Irish Greyhound Board. And when they are finished their racing careers, some will be kept on for breeding purposes, and the rest will be brought back to Europe, where we have a substantial rehoming and adopting program throughout the European continent.
So essentially, from what Brian Purcell is saying there, it sounds like there is no chance that the dogs could be sold to market in China for meat or anything else. That would be the most extreme example of what could happen to them.
We would not believe his statement at all. At the moment, we have several thousand greyhounds in Ireland each year that are surplus to requirements of the greyhound industry, and they can only manage to home some hundreds of those every year in Europe. They will have five stadia operating in China with a couple of thousand dogs in each stadia, and they think they can bring several thousand dogs back into Europe to rehome them. That's not realistic, and even if they do have people over there, eventually the Chinese will take over this breeding program themselves and will manage the Irish dogs themselves.
Right, and the Irish Greyhound Board stands to make a lot of money from this, but it sounds like you don't really trust what they have to say. I mean, it's worth pointing out that in Ireland, greyhound breeding is overseen by the Department of Agriculture, and that makes it quite different from the United States, where a lot of dog racing is private, but with state regulation that varies between a total ban on dog racing in some states to minimal regulation in other states. So, I mean, Ireland has strong guidelines in place to protect the dogs.
Ireland is hoping to introduce new guidelines shortly on the welfare of greyhounds, but up to this point in time, they've had a lot of regulations, but very little welfare regulations. It's all about business and money and gross overbreeding of the greyhound in Ireland. We had probably 24,000 puppies registered again this year, and the industry cannot possibly assimilate this many young pups. The UK greyhound industry is in decline and the large tracks are closing in Britain. There is no market for these dogs, so this is why they look to China for a new market. We already send Irish dogs to Pakistan and nobody has any idea what happens to them there. It's a small number of dogs going to Pakistan, but if China is, it'll be a huge number.
Marion Fitzgibbon, the director of the Limerick Animal Welfare Group in Ireland, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.